Number 5. Of all the ways. Of all the things that could afflict a person, the last of them to consider would be affluence. What affliction could being affluent induce in one? It is in no way an ailment, save to ail in spirit as you aggrieve how little others have. Maybe it was an affront, how all was affordable to him. But again, what agony comes from that? No argue it suffering from the aftermath of toiling with little rest and poor nutrition. And he had been an agnostic for as long as I could remember, always agitated and aghast when in the presence of a religion's purveyor. Yet he was an agreeable person. It's just the choice he was so agog over, eventually, left me with my mouth agape when he told me of it. To be a farmer, to master all things agrarian. He had an agile mind. He didn't aggrandize his decision. Didn't make much of it other than to affirm his happiness in the choice he had no affinity for up until then. Albeit the agility of his mind, he wouldn't find his field of study to be an easy one. He had had no affiliation with any farmers up until then. Farmers who'd affix a wary eye on him when he presented himself arms akimbo before them. He'd purchased a fair-sized parcel of land after graduating with a degree in agronomy. The farmers who'd sold him the title to their land thought he'd come to agitate for change. They thought he had an agenda, and so sold out to him to be gone once any trouble began. It could have been that they thought he'd planned to agglomerate local farmland, as a nearby county had been turned into an agglomeration not long before his arrival. His skin was as white as alabaster, and with a somewhat aggressive way about him, he could but aggravate his situation. Yet he took his duties with alacrity. And, no matter the aggression with which he dealt with farm machinery, there finally came to pass some affirmation among farmers that he wasn't going to aggregate their land. So, it was more than likely he'd been the aggressor of his own demise. It really was just gas accumulated in an engine that wasn't all that airy for dust, and it was pressure built in an airtight engine that did finally explode, sending him airborne off a tractor that still managed to roll right on and send him to the afterlife.